This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole the place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands, sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
DACA recipients. We saw that right before the break with a lot of bipartisan support through the Bridge Act, and we hope that we are able to safeguard them. The larger question of undocumented, we don't know because he hasn't been clear on how he's going to round up 11 million. It's almost impossible. That would break the bank, and it's also against our values. The majority of Americans, even those who voted for Trump, actually believe that we shouldn't be rounding up 11 million undocumented.
What is the impact on the community of him referring to, quote...
Welcome to the show, everyone. You got to excuse me today because I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat, but I'm going to give you the number. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. That was a woman by the name of Maria Teresa Kumar, calling 11 million illegals Americans, and then she corrected herself and said they were undocumented. But what was interesting about that is that she said, we can't round up 11 million people. Really? Why? It's and then she said, it's against our American values. What? It's against our American values to enforce the law? No, that is why people come to this country. They come to this country because of the rule of law, because they're escaping other countries where there is no rule of law. And immigrants that come to this country respect the rule of law and want the rule of law. That's why they come here. And I love how we have heard this false narrative throughout the cycle, this whole election cycle. Well, how's Trump going to do it? What's he going to do? What kind of enforcement division is he going to have to come up with? There's no way we can do it. What are you talking about? We already have an enforcement division. It's called ICE. ICE, baby. I want to share with you... one of my listeners sent this to me, and I got this yesterday. I was gonna share this with you yesterday, but I just didn't have time. There's just so much. I mean, it's dizzying, literally, what's going on. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this? The speed of which Trump is actually delivering on his promises. It's amazing. I mean, really. It's day three now. But there's been talk, of course, recently about, and I talked about this yesterday, about the Democrat Party and how they need an autopsy. So I had somebody send this to me yesterday. The only forensic Clinton campaign autopsy report required in plain English. This is from Brendan O'Neill on Facebook. He says, Trump, how did this happen? It happened because you banned supersized sodas and smoking in parks and offensive ideas on campus, because you branded people who oppose gay marriage homophobic, and people unsure about immigration racist, because he treated owning a gun and never having eaten quinoa as signifiers of fascism. Because you thought correcting people's attitudes was more important than finding them jobs. Because you turned white men from a description into an insult. Because you used slurs like denier and dangerous against anyone who doesn't share your echo pieties. Because you treated dissent as hate speech and criticism of Obama as extremism. Because you talked more about gender-neutral toilets than about home repossessions. Because you beautified Caitlyn Jenner. Because you policed people's language, rubbished their parenting skills, took the piss out of their beliefs. Because you cried when someone mocked the Quran but laughed when they mocked the Bible. Because you said criticizing Islam is Islamophobia. Because you kept telling people, you can't think that, you can't say that, you can't do that. Because you turned politics from something done by and for people to something done to them for their own good. Because you treated people like crap. And people don't like being treated like crap. Trump happened because of you. And that really is the essence of why Trump happened. Trump happened because of the Democrat Party. Trump happened because, and I've said this, but this post encapsulated it all. Trump happened because you berated everyone. And people are sick and tired. People got it. It's like what I told you in the last, if you listen to the last segment, I talked about my garbage man guy. He's black. He's a blue-collar guy. He's not racist. He's not Islamophobic. He's not homophobic. He's just a guy trying to earn a living, trying to raise children. He's an American. I mean, what's the difference between that guy and the steel worker that's out of work? No difference. Because we're Americans. We're America first. And this talk of that I've heard this. I don't know what the speech, for instance. I've heard that the speech by the media characterizes Trump's inauguration speech as putting America first as somehow that's dark. Chris Matthews said it was Hitlerian. I don't even know what that is. Again, referring to Hitler. Hitler-esque. But he said Hitlerian. Just making up crap. Okay? People are sick of it. They've had it. They don't want to be told what bathrooms to use and that they're homophobic and they're Islamophobic. They're not. Because the Democrat Party, they were obsessed with identity politics. And guess what? We're not. Americans aren't. Americans, by and large, we're not a racist country. We're not bad people. We're the first ones to help everybody. There's an earthquake in India. If there's a flood somewhere in the world, we're the first ones to send help, to send manpower, to send dogs, to the cadaver dogs. I mean, we've got volunteer firefighters. Those are Americans. Go to help everybody. We're not Islamophobic. And when I heard, it was as if the media heard a completely different speech than I heard. I heard Trump talking about putting America first. And somehow that's a bad thing. The media has created that to be a bad thing. And I've talked about this extensively on the show. Nationalism is bad. Having pride in your country is somehow bad. We lived in bizarro world for the last 8 years. And fortunately, and thank God for this, our national 8-year nightmare is over. Praise Jesus. Devil, get out of there. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Packing the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Don't give it a back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got Dan calling from Oregon. Dan, how are you? Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it.
And again, thank you very much for accepting the phone call. Listen, I might come a little bit off radical, but I have a few comments. is that I don't think the Democrats will ever get or what happened to them. I don't think they'll ever accept what happened to them, which is good because they'll end up being losers in 4 years. They seem to be blaming everyone, including the birds, for their defeat rather than themselves. That's number one.
I agree with you, Dan. I don't think you're right. I don't think they're ever going to get it. They're incapable of getting it. And you're right. I think that they are going to lose again in 4 years. I think that the more they protest and the more they do this and not get it, the more they're not going to be introspective and they're not going to fix, the problems that they have. And you're right. I think, they're just going to deliver another 4 years to Donald Trump. I agree with you.
My second point is this, is that, I mean, I'm overjoyed. Don't get me wrong. I'm overjoyed, you know, Trump doing what he's doing. But my pet peeve is that, you know, Hillary. And the thing is what I'm kind of concerned about, and I'm not sure how to interpret it, why he's still keeping the attorney general on and that he's not replacing him. And
Are you talking about Comey or Loretta Lynch?
Comey.
You know what? I mean, I think for now, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to replace him. I mean, well, you know, what's the need to replace him right now, to be honest with you? The Democrats don't like him. The Republicans don't like him. Why the hurry?
Well, this is my opinion, and see what you think about it. Is that like in that movie with Al Pacino in there, Dealing in Your Neck of the Woods, when he was going to kill the guy that he was taking the territory off of, he says, "I'm not going to kill you." He is, points to his partner who shoots him. It's sort of like the same thing with Trump. "I'm not going after you. Sessions is."
I agree with that. I agree with that. Oh, you're talking about Scarface.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, taking the bullet that was never shot and reloading the gun and using Comey to go and do his death march on Hillary. And the reason I say this is that if Trump is not going after Hillary, then she won't run for New York mayor. If Trump is going after Hillary, rest assured, she will run for New York mayor because she doesn't want the New York law going after her foundation. So that's my point number two. And the third point, and this is way out, and I'm almost embarrassed to ask it, but it sort of makes sense. A lot of these groups, especially dealing with illegal aliens, especially with the Latino twist to it, are they sort of like is La Gaza really a subsidy of the San Antonio cartel or any drug-related cartels?
Are you talking about La Raza? Are they part of the drug cartels like Sinaloa and the Aztec cartels that we're talking about?
Yeah, in regards to causing all sorts of havoc because it's interfering with their drug trade if they can't have these massive open borders. And that's it. I'll get off the air and thank you for accepting the call.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, I don't know, Dan. I mean, that's a good question, whether or not they're involved with that. I, to be honest with you, I have no idea. But, you know, I appreciate the call and the question, but I'll be honest with you. When I don't know the answer, I'll just say I don't know the answer, and that is I don't know the answer. But I think you're the caller was correct in that I don't think that the Democrat Party is going to get it. I mean, look what they're doing. They want to have Keith Ellison. Or any number of these basically haters, people that hate America, to be head of the DNC. And I think that look, the media, as well as the Democrat Party, I don't think get it. The media for sure doesn't get it. It's stunning to me. I mean, it really is, the fact that they don't get it. But if you think about it, Democrats created, the media and the Democrat Party, and I would also argue the Republican Party, all created Donald Trump. I mean, if it wasn't for, and I've said this so many times, but it bears repeating again, if it wasn't for Barack Obama, there would be no Donald Trump. So if people want to know why, if Democrats especially want to know why Donald Trump exists, well, look no further than in the mirror. He exists because of you. He exists because of you. And the media, like, for instance, today, they're so concerned about, well, who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? They weren't concerned about who's going to pay for the shovel-ready jobs. Who's going to pay for infrastructure spending under Obama? Who's going to pay for... They never asked for... You notice how they never asked those questions? Never! Even though they never did anything. I'm still waiting for those shovel-ready jobs, man. And remember the recovery summers. Remember they had the recovery summer? I don't know if people remember that, but I do. Recovery summer. I mean, the fact that Donald Trump is actually getting stuff done, it's like every day I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, really? He's doing this today? Does the guy ever sleep? I mean, you've got to at least acknowledge, even if you're a hater of Donald Trump, you've got to acknowledge the fact that he's actually doing what he said he was going to do. I mean, it really is an amazing thing when you think about it. How many times have you seen a politician make promises and then never deliver? How many times have we seen that? And again, it doesn't matter what party they're in. They make promises, and then they don't deliver on their promises. That's just the pattern, right? We see this over and over again. And it doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican, whatever it may be. They come in, they make promises, they don't deliver. They never deliver. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Show 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So the media for the last couple of days, they've been obsessed with this story that Trump said that there was illegal voting going on. Okay? I mean, we've known this for years. This isn't news, but the fake news people over there on CNN and the rest of the media have been challenging Donald Trump, saying, oh, how can you say this? It's we know that's not true, even though there have been studies. I cited True the Vote. You can go Google it, True the Vote. They've actually come out and said, yes, it's true. There has been many cases of voter fraud. Of course there is. So I wanted to put this to for you, put this together for you. Just listen, okay? And in this, I want to set this up because as you listen to this, there's a section in there where Barack Obama is being interviewed by member of one of the DACA people, the children of the Dreamers, right? The children whose parents came over here illegally, and then they were born here, and then they were brought over here illegally, and they stayed. And they've been raised here, blah, blah, blah. One of these Dreamers was actually interviewing Mr. Obama. Talked about voting illegally, illegally. And if you listen, he encourages this person to vote illegally. Because remember, if you're not a citizen, you're voting illegally. Now, I want you to listen to this. Listen to this exchange, okay? Because it's really stunning.
As I said, I think the president has believed that for a while based on studies and information he has. This isn't the first time that you've heard this concern of his.
So when Sean Spicer says that the president believes there's been voter fraud, massive voter fraud, based on studies and evidence, that's what the phrase that's been presented to him, to your knowledge, are there any studies, is there any evidence that points to any kind of large-scale voter fraud?
Did you hear President Obama say that illegal people could vote?
Yes, I
on I what? Heard this morning,
I
actually.
Tell
me, where?
You can find it, Google it. You can find it on Facebook.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, et cetera. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for.
It's very clear that the question is being asked was about illegals voting and afraid that they might be reported to Border Security. You're illegal. You cannot vote. And the President of the United States is saying, don't worry, no one will be spying on you, catching you.
The Green Party candidate just blew the lid off major ballot box fraud in the city of Detroit, where Hillary Clinton won big. Election officials uncovering more votes than voters.
As I said, I think the president has believed that for a while based on studies and information he has. This isn't the first time that you've heard this concern of his.
So,
all right. So you heard Barack Obama in that exchange talking about, hey, listen, if you vote, it's okay. Nobody's going to come after you. She was asking him about illegals voting in the election. Like, no shame for these people, right? She specifically said in that exchange, well, if I'm illegal, and I consider people that are here illegally to be citizens, she said, is ICE going to come after me? Obama's like, no. You're fine. You're good. He's basically saying, it's okay if you vote illegally. That's what Obama's saying. I mean, this is it's stunning. But the media doesn't question it. They don't talk about it. They don't. You know. You heard. By the way, one of the voices in there was Allison Camerata. She works for CNN. She hosts that show in the morning with goofy Chris Cuomo. And she challenges the people that she's interviewing. There's a bunch of Trump supporters. Well, just tell me. Come on. I mean, has the president? Have you ever heard the president say that? Yeah. Google it. Yes, I have heard that. And yes, and now you've heard it too, because I just played it for you. Do your job. Do your job. That's all. Just do your job. That's all you got to do. I mean, for far too long. All of a sudden, now the media's woken up, and they want to go after Trump, but they never went after Mr. Obama while he was president. I mean, never. Never did they question anything. Never did they question the stimulus packages. I mean, I'm still waiting for the shovel-ready jobs. Remember that? Remember the shovel-ready jobs? Oh, and then they're saying that that he's a liar. They've been saying for the last couple of days, Donald Trump's a liar. He's a liar. They straight out said that. I remember them ever saying that Barack Obama was a liar for saying the biggest lie of all. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Was that a lie? Because that, well, I think that counts as a whopper of a lie. But nothing from the media. Crickets. Crickets. It's alternative universe. The left and the media exist in an alternative universe. Where they just, all they're doing is talking to themselves. And they're losing people left and right. And I suspect that if Donald Trump is going to be successful, and I think he is going to be successful, I suspect they're going to lose even more. Hell, they lost the my trash collector guy. And I'm sure that there's other people in the crew that also support putting America first. Putting America first somehow is a bad thing. Crazy. Like, you've been led to believe that if you are proud to be an American, somehow that's a bad thing. All they're doing is pushing all these people to be a part of the Trump Party. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, as expected, President Donald Trump signed an executive order today that includes a temporary ban on most refugees and a suspension of visas for citizens of Syria and six other Middle Eastern African countries. Trump, who tweeted that a big day was planned on national security for today, is expected to ban for several months the entry of refugees into the United States, except for religious minorities escaping persecution until more aggressive vetting is in place. Another order will block visas being issued to anyone from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. In his tweet late on Tuesday, Trump said, "Big day planned on national security tomorrow. Among many things, we will build the wall." Okay. Awesome. Of course, the reaction from the left was expected. Outrage. How dare he? For those people that were are surprised by this, because really, I mean, I was heartened by the fact that this is happening so quickly. I mean, even myself, I'm like, whoa, this guy is, he's serious about this. I want to play this for you. This is Cokie Roberts. She says that if Trump shuts down Syrian refugees, it's like shutting out the Jews in World War II. She actually said this. I want to play it first, and then I will comment. I want you to listen to this idiot, Cokie Roberts. She's just a long time.
In Washington, political commentator for ABC News and NPR, Cokie Roberts. Might be good to hear what Cokie thinks of this onslaught, along with Willie, Joe, and me. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Cokie, what do you think?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Cokie, what do you think?
Well, I think that he is, as you say, going full steam ahead. There are several things here to worry you, however, because we did have yet again yesterday another questioning of voters, and truth telling seems to be not part of what's going on. And
in other words, she's calling him a liar, but they never, ever questioned Barack Obama or called him out on any of his lies. It's just amazing. And we're in day, today's day three. Okay.
And if the reports about what he plans to do today are true, I think they're extremely dangerous for the United States of America.
Extremely dangerous for the United States of America to protect our borders and limit the immigration from countries that... you know, want to kill us, that harbor terrorists, that are actually rogue nations. Crazy.
Which reports specifically?
The reports that he's going to restart the interrogation techniques offshore that the CIA conducted.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I forgot to mention this. Trump made an announcement today that the temporary ban on these black ops prisons that the CIA runs, when they bring terrorists, you know, they'll arrest somebody, and rather than bring them back to the United States, they bring them to these black ops sites. Trump announced today, hey, it's back on.
Before the Obama administration, the idea that he's going to shut out refugees. I mean, this is the shutting out. There are 8 million children in the world, right?
Oh, they're children and they're puppies. Don't you like children? How dare you? It's children. It's always the children.
Now, who are refugees? 8 million. And if you shut out Syrian refugees at this moment, it's like shutting the Jews out during World War II.
So let's get methodically through every...
No, it's not like shutting the Jews out in World War II. Because, you know, the Jews during World War II didn't want to kill Americans. The Jewish religion didn't want to kill other people that didn't believe in Judaism. The Jews were actually being persecuted because of their religion. And they didn't want to come and kill us. Huge difference, Cokie, moron. I mean, we don't even know who these people are. Look, this is a good idea. Why would we not have a pause? See, this is what the media does. Trump says, okay, we're going to pause immigration from these specific countries. These are countries that are terrorist hotbeds. They're basically rogue states. I mean, there's nobody in charge in Libya. There's nobody in charge in Yemen. Okay. Somalia, Sudan. These are rogue nations, which we cannot vet the people coming in. So, Donald Trump, crazy idea that he has here of limiting people that want to come to this country and kill us. What is wrong with the left? Seriously. And then to say that, to somehow compare the Syrian refugees to the Jews, World War II, the Jews were... They weren't trying to kill anybody. Last I checked. People were trying to kill them. Huge difference here. Huge difference here. Where you have literally large segments of faith that believe that part of their faith is to kill non-believers. I mean, like, look, I've got I got a good friend of mine who is Iranian, and him and his parents, and he fled to this country in 1979. He fled here because of exactly that, of Islamic fundamentalism. That's why people came here, because they were fleeing. Now, we cannot allow the same people that want to kill us to come into this country, because we don't know. It seems reasonable to me. Call me crazy. But thank God now we've got a new sheriff. And the new sheriff doesn't come from Bizarro World. He comes from Normalville. Okay? So, I mean, stop with this psycho, obsession. This self-loathing obsession that the left has. It's unfathomable to me. It goes beyond any rational thought whatsoever. And I truly believe, I mean, I really do, I believe that liberalism is a mental disorder. It is. The more and more I look at it, the reaction of these people, it's insanity. It's the only way you can think of it. It's just insanity. People are crazy. What's wrong with these people? Really? You want to come bring them in this country, and then you'll have carnage as you do in Western Europe. Just all you got to do is look at Germany now. France. Go to London. It's not the London of your parents. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Don't touch that dial. I'm serious. Be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.